بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are on the subject of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which we can see in His creation. And the purpose of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize His glory and majesty, and to worship Him as is His right to be worshipped, and as is our purpose of creation. And today I want to talk to you about penguins, emperor penguins. But before I tell you about them, let me ask you a question. Do polar bears, do they hunt penguins or not? They do? Yes or no?
Yes.
Polar bears live in the North Pole, in the Arctic. Penguins live in the South Pole, in the Antarctic. There are no polar bears in the Antarctic. So how can they hunt them?
They hunt seals.
They hunt seals, not penguins. Exactly. Right? There are no polar bears in the Antarctic. So, there are many ways of dying in the Antarctic, but you can't get eaten by a polar bear. That's one thing. Now, emperor penguins are a full-grown male emperor penguin stands almost 6 feet tall or more. So, it's a big bird. The interesting thing about them, the many interesting things, but the point I want to talk about is their breeding cycle. Now, what happens with them is that in the summer they feed and they're close to the sea, they feed. And then they, when the breeding time comes, the female lays one egg. And by now it is winter and the temperatures there in the Antarctic are minus 60, minus 70. So, if this egg even touches the ground, it's gone instantly. I mean, it's not a question of time. So, the female lays the egg on her own feet and she covers it with a flap of her belly skin. So, the egg is like in a blanket and it's kept warm. So, she's standing there with her feet close together, and the egg on the feet and the flap of skin covering the egg. Then the male comes and the female transfers the egg from her feet to his feet. Right? And why does she do that? Because the female then leaves. She hands over the egg to the male and she leaves to go to feed. How far does she have to go? Maybe 100 kilometers, maybe 120 kilometers. So, she lays the egg and she goes, travels for 120 kilometers over the ice to where there is open water to feed. And she is gone for 2 months, which is the time it takes for the egg to hatch. Now, these males, each one with an egg on his feet, covered by a skin, by a flap of his own belly skin. They congregate and they collect. I mean, when I tell these stories, it seems to me like it's a fancy for fairy tale, but this is actual scientific verified fact. They collect in colonies of thousands of males. Right? And they all huddle together because they are standing in temperatures of, as I said, minus 60, minus 70, and gale force winds of over 200 kilometers an hour. And they are standing, they can't sit down, they can't lie down, they can't wait, they have to stand. For 2 months, until the females return, the males have no food. So they don't eat anything for 2 months. The only water they get is if there is some snowfall, then they just pick the snow from the ice where it falls. and they huddled in these colonies. Now, as I told you, every time I tell a story about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's never enough. So here you have several thousand male penguins, and I'll send you a photograph with this. It's unbelievable if you see it. It's a huge mass of black, because they're all black. So, this huge colony of thousands of male penguins, each one with an egg on his feet, and they huddle together for warmth. Now, in that situation, where is it warmest? In the center, right? But you know what happens? Every so often, the penguins in the center, they move out, and the penguins in the periphery, they come in. And this is done voluntarily. There's no one ordering them. They do it in order for all of them to get warm, for all of them to have a chance of being warm. And remember, they're doing all that with that egg on the feet. So here is the egg on the feet, and this penguin is, you know, sort of sliding with the egg on the feet, going back and forth for 2 months. This happens every so many hours. The ones in the center move out to the periphery, and the ones in the periphery come in the center voluntarily. There's no one forcing them. What do you think will happen to human beings? What happens in our queues? Are you willing to give up even 1 inch of space without somebody grabbing you by the scruff of your neck and dragging you, screaming and yelling out? No, no way, no way, no way. We are not concerned one bit. The other person can die of hunger and thirst. We don't care, right? As long as I'm getting it, that's enough. But not birds. I think we should learn to behave like animals. That's the message of the whole thing. Try to behave like animals. Animals don't leave garbage anywhere. There's no animal which generates garbage. Only animal which generates garbage is a human being. No other animal generates garbage. No other animal pollutes the atmosphere. No other animal pollutes. There's no noise pollution by animals. Right? There's no water pollution by animals. Every khabasat, every evil in this world is done only and only by human beings. Nobody else. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. And we consider ourselves to be the supreme creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah created us supreme. And then, wa radadnahu asfala safilin. Then we went down to the worst of the worst. That's our doing. Because Allah created us and He gave us a way of living, but we don't want to follow that. So anyway, to come back to the penguins. So this goes on for 2 months. 2 months there is no food. Now in the meanwhile, in these 2 months, the egg hatches. So now this male penguin has a baby. That baby has to be fed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates in the throat of the male penguin, He creates a fatty substance which this chick eats. And then after 2 months, the females come back. Now interestingly, there is life and death. In the Antarctic, in the ocean, there are leopard seals. What do leopard seals feed on? Penguins. So it's entirely possible that the female went to feed and she never comes back because she got eaten. Or because there was some accident. I mean, she's traveling 120 kilometers in 200 kilometers an hour gale force winds across the ice. I mean, anything can happen. And it's a penguin. It's not, you know, she's not riding a snowmobile or something. I mean, she... So it is possible that the mother never comes back. The father still has to go. He still has to go and eat. That chick is gone. But when the mothers come back, the mothers come back with fish and they have eaten and they regurgitate now the food which they ate. And this is the Qudrat of Allah. This bird feeds for 2 months, but she doesn't digest everything and she's finished. She's kept that. And she comes back, she gives something to the male, she feeds the chick and she takes care. And the male now goes, he travels 100 something kilometers to go and feed. And then he comes back. See the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the cycle of life and death that Allah has created. How these things happen. And all we are doing as human beings is we are promoting global warming so that the ice will melt and so that all of these penguins will become extinct and so that our filthy cities can cover the surface of the earth instead of the beautiful forest and think about this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. May Allah have mercy on us. But I was saying seriously, we have to think about this and say that when we are sitting here and literally every single light switch you turn on and turn off makes a difference. Every time you decide to burn, you know, carbon fuels, it makes a difference. Every single time. Believe it or not. We are contributing to global warming either by retarding it or by accelerating it. And one day we will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not anybody else. Because Allah will ask us, what did you do with the planet I gave you? Each one will answer for what he did. May Allah save us from that. So this is the story of the penguins. Anyway, I'll send you there. You will get the other details, the links and so on with it. So do take a look. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. See the lessons from this. The lessons as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are Razzaqu dhul Quwwati al-Mateen, how he feeds them, how he keeps them, how he protects them, how he gives them the ability to withstand literally lethal temperatures and conditions. I mean, at minus 60 something, just exposure is enough. You will freeze instantly. I mean, if a human being is taken there and all you need to do is to kill the person is you take his, you know, whatever warm clothing is he's wearing and he's dead. Finished. As I told you, you take one deep breath and you're gone. Khalas. You don't have to do anything else. Just take a nice deep breath and that's it. It won't come back out because your lungs will freeze. They turn to ice. And in that kind of temperature, Allah has created birds and animals and so on who live there and who thrive and they prosper as long as there is no human being destroying their life for them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to appreciate the beauty and the magnificence of His creation and to praise Him and to glorify Him and to love Him for what He has created for us and to try to protect that and to do everything we can to at least not damage it, even if we can't do anything else. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.